Here's Chris Caragiola with the Diamondbacks broadcast crew on Arizona Sports last night.
I've got to be honest, I'm not 100% caught up on our B policy.
Tim Candiotti pointing out.
Well, you know what they always say? You never know what you're going to see when you come to a ball game.
Yeah. And Chris expresses some frustration because he's a baseball announcer, not a B-ball announcer.
Just unbelievable. Can we just play baseball?
I had to get one pun in there after the 39,000 puns you put in at the top of the hour newscast, Jamie. But
they were all good, too.
Yeah, judged by who. Okay, so just before the scheduled 6:40 pitch last night, first pitch, the Arizona Diamondbacks Los Angeles Dodgers game at Chase Field was delayed due to a group of bees swarming behind home plate. It looked like a whole colony. They're hanging on the netting behind home plate. No, none of the players want to go. I'm not going to go out there and bat. Are you going to go out there and bat? No, I'm not going to go out there. So the Diamondbacks don't pick up the phone and call the bullpen. They call Blue Sky Pest Control. And after a lengthy delay, Matt Hilton, who's a beekeeper with Blue Sky, shows up. And they put him on one of those scissor lifts, you know, that you can drive it around and then it lifts you up on this platform. He goes up there, sprays the bees, vacuums them out into sealed containers. And in less than 10 minutes, once he actually shows up, the hero actually shows up, everything's taken care of. The entire hive was gone. As he's descending, though, on that scissor lift, everybody starts chanting MVP.
Oh, that's awesome.
They let him throw out the first pitch. Yeah, this is amazing. And everybody goes nuts for this guy, Matt Hilton.
Matt Hilton, our hero, a bee guy.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere!
Yeah, this turned out pretty good. Much better than Tommy Boy, I think. And KTA, our senior news reporter, Jim Cross, is covering this story for us. Man, nobody ended up with one of those freaky bee beards, at least, yeah. Jim. Those things just creep me out, man. But that guy, that takes some guts.
Oh, he's a national figure this morning. I've been watching around the national, let's see, Today's Show.
TMZ. You know he's made it big.
Yeah. CNN, I think Fox News had something on it.
Crazy.
It's beekeeper Matt Hilton, Blue Sky Pest Control. Last night, he had to leave his son's T-ball game.
This is the best part of the story.
Yeah.
I mean, except for his son, who probably wanted his dad, he wanted to go along with his dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But dad's a hero now. So yeah. That's pretty cool to tell your kids when you go to school.
I know.
He removed the colony of bees. Like you mentioned, the crowd went crazy last night, chanting MVP. He joined the broadcast crew to talk about it in the game later. And it was pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime experience for him. Let me find this cut I've been looking for here.
Yeah.
This is about him having to leave the kid for the T-ball game.
He's probably a little bummed that I left a little early, but I think he's okay with it now.
But he also threw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
Which was semi-close to home plate. And he talked about that after the game.
I didn't feel very prepared. I'm not the best thrower in the world, but I gave it a shot. Yeah, I at least hit the pitcher. That was my goal. So definitely wasn't a strike, though.
Yeah. So big night for him.
Now, Jim's probably doesn't want me to bring this up, but he tried to top Jamie's puns a little earlier. He told me that that beekeeper, Matt Hilton, actually threw it as close to the plate as old-time Diamondbacks pitcher Byung-Young Kim.
Well, you remember when Johnson was first starting out, Randy, when he was playing with Montreal.
Yeah.
First came up, and let's just say it was an adventure stepping into the plate when he was throwing early.
He was a little wild.
Especially, and Nolan Ryan had the same problem in his career, and Ben, both of them, once they developed control, they were unhittable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he's moving on to a professional baseball career.
You never know. And maybe Randy Johnson could, you know, he took out a bird at that one point, remember? And maybe he could have taken out individual bees.
But never throw a baseball at a hive.
I remember that bird getting taken out and the ESPN announcer going, I guess the bird wasn't guessing fastball.
You know? Jeez. Yeah, but Jamie's right. You don't want to throw a baseball at the whole hive, at the whole colony.
Oh, that would have been bad. That would not have ended well.
Yeah, that would not have ended well.
It's a fun story. Yes, I mean, it's got almost everything this morning.
All right. So this morning, Matt Hilton of Blue Sky Pest Control, we salute you.